In California, officials are ramping up a unique program that identifies and seizes guns from people who are prohibited from keeping them. Under state law, a legally registered gun owner loses the right to own a firearm when convicted of a crime or becoming mentally ill. Last year, state agents seized nearly 2,000 firearms. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, this is painstaking work.
1 minute out.
Check.
Taking a right turn on Target Street.
We're riding in a caravan of four unmarked trucks through the bedroom communities of the San Francisco East Bay. The trucks carry nine state agents wearing bulletproof vests and armed with 40-caliber Glock pistols and tasers. They'll spend the next 6 hours looking for illegal guns.
Tonight, on the operational plan, we have 11 locations.
That's Special Agent Kisu Yeo. His team will visit the homes of 11 people who are considered armed and prohibited persons, people on the so-called apps list. Yeo says they are all people who at one time purchased firearms legally, but have since run afoul of the law.
Such as maybe a felony conviction, mental health commitment. They received a restraining order, domestic violence restraining order, some type of a misdemeanor conviction that prohibits them from possessing firearms.
Beginning in 2007, California officials began collecting names from court records, medical facilities, lists of known or wanted criminals, and then cross-referenced them against the federal instant criminal background check system for gun buyers. The list is updated every day. California is the only state in the country that identifies people who are prohibited from having a gun and then sends agents out to knock on their door. At the house of one convicted felon in the suburb of San Leandro, agents didn't find the man they were looking for. Still, since he's on probation, the agents had the right to search his house.
All right, so this guy is a convicted felon. He has two guns in his name. We found one of the guns that's listed in his name, a revolver.
But since they can't find the second gun, two agents are dispatched to the felon's workplace to question him. This is tedious, expensive, and time-consuming work, requiring hours of background checks and cross-referencing even before the agents hit the streets. California Department of Justice spokeswoman Michelle Gregory.
There's a lot of work that goes into these. People aren't always home. There's different stories as to where the firearms may be, and there's a lot of follow-up that needs to happen after. So there's still going to be a lot of work even after they come out to these homes trying to confiscate these weapons.
The NRA initially supported this program, but it's since become disenchanted.
This program is being billed as something that it's not.
Chuck Michelle is a civil rights attorney whose clients include the NRA and the California Rifle and Pistol Association Foundation.
It's being billed as going after dangerous people, and for the most part, with some exceptions, admittedly, it's not going after dangerous people. It's not making society any safer.
Michelle's main problem is that in many cases, the state never tells people they're prohibited from owning a firearm.
For example, you can get in a fight and plead guilty to being in a fight and wind up having a statutory prohibition on possessing firearms get triggered for a 10-year period. But the courts haven't told them that.
Yet despite that criticism, the program is expanding. Until recently, California had just 33 agents to track down nearly 20,000 people on the apps list. But thanks to a bill signed into law this spring by Governor Jerry Brown, the state is spending $24 million to hire an additional 36 agents.
I know a semi-automatic handgun, that was a revolver.
There's one pistol in a safe that we can't get to.
Back on the street, the state agents are regrouping in a shopping mall parking lot. On a good night, they say they might seize 30 guns. But this time, they've confiscated only 8 firearms, including an assault weapon, and taken 2 men with outstanding warrants into custody. Still, Agent Kisu Yeo appears satisfied.
Overall, it was a very successful night. No one got hurt. And we did definitely get some guns off the streets tonight. You know, if you get one gun off the street, it's a win.
Thus far, no other state has adopted California's gun seizure law. However, there is a bill in Congress to provide funds for other states to follow this model. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.